coming up, so try to draw some chizuk. We'll connect Rosh Hashanah a little bit with Inyanim of Brachos. One of the themes, of course, of Rosh Hashanah is Chaim itself, Zachreinu L'Chaim. There's a very beautiful medrash in Zos HaBracha that talks about the notion that Chaim means to be totally aware and alert and sensitive to everything around us, and to acknowledge it and to raise it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to attribute everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hein karbu yamecha lamus, says the Medrash Tanchuma, tzadikim abishein mesim yameim b'teilim in ha'olam abohem atfim kayamim. A tzaddik might not continue to exist in the purely physical form, but they remain for eternity. Ashabiyod nefesh kol chai, the tzaddikim, even the misasam kruyim chayim. On the other hand, harishayim afil b'chayayim kruyim mesim. That's the reverse. Even when they're alive, they're not really alive. They're not sensitive. Their senses are dulled, and so it's meaningless. And then it continues. Rasha b'chayav chashuv kemes. Mipnei. Sheroa chama zolachas. He sees the sun rising in the morning. Ve'ena mevarach yotzeor. It doesn't register. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the sun rise today. Doesn't say the bracha of yotzeor. Shokas. The sun sets. Ve'ena mevarach mariv aravim. Doesn't acknowledge that Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ochel v'shoseh, enjoys what he enjoys in food, the hanayas of food. Ve'ena mevarach aleha, doesn't acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu before, after. Avo hatzadikim mevarachim al kol davar v'davar she'ochlin v'shosin v'sheroin v'sheshomin. What makes a tzaddik, that even the misaso is kriyim chayim? What distinguishes a tzaddik from a rasha? The fact that a tzaddik sees the world and sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world and enjoys the sun, enjoys food, and acknowledges HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what makes a person completely alive. That's the conclusion of the Medrash. That's the very end, mamish, the last medrash tanchuma in the Torah. We say in our Leil Rosh Hashanah simanim sheniya urosh v'lo lezanav. That's based on the pasuk that we had in the parsha yesterday by the brachos and simcha shem urosh v'lo lezanav. So there are many perushim what the pasuk means. Ramban explains His way, that we have in every respect we excel. There's nothing that we're second to any nation, any respect, for now, forever. Different perushim of the Ramban, but al derech hadrush, I saw the panim yafos. The hafla says what it means, and it means specifically when we say to Rosh Hashanah now, is that everything we do is with a sense of l'shem shamayim. His lashon is a person could do even a mitzvah, but they're not doing it with a genuine sense of lishma. They do it because other people are looking and make you feel good. You have a nice esrog. People are looking at you, so you want to, how long is the shemana esrei? People are going to think, oh, he must be. It has to be completely lishma. That's the connection to chayim that we're talking about. There should be no ulterior motives in everything, anything that we do. Just want to end with, in a similar vein, I saw it in one of the sfarim that's brought from Rav Dessler, Sefer Zikaron from Michta Meliyahu. There's a section, Hachana L'Rosh Hashanah. And he connects the idea of Sifri Chaim B'Sifri Mesim Psuchim Lefanav to the idea of B'Shoyim B'Chayayim Kruyim Mesim. He says, Yesh Chayim Shehem Misa. Perish Chaim Shel Dimyon. She'ena mitzius, that's misa. Chaim, that's just all these thoughts, that are shalom ishma, they're fleeting, they don't remain. So a person thinks at the time that that's what really matters, what this person will say, what that person will say, it's nothing. It just drains the Maisa Mitzvah from the Chiyus of the Mitzvah. Mishum Degeder Misa Perusha Perud Min HaMitzius. What is Misa? Misa means that you're disconnected from the source of Chayim, from reality. But Tzaddikim have an eternity to them. Mitzius Ruchnis Nitzchis. Therefore, Fil B'Misasam, there's Kuyim Chayim, because they're Dovek, they're connected to the Mitzius HaMitzius. That's his little Dvar Musar for Rosh Hashanah, that we should be striving to live, not just chayim in the physical sense. We should all have chayim in that regard, of course, good health, and we all need that in order to be able to live on a higher plane. But the emes is that it's connection to chiyus, that everything we do should be l'rosh, with a sense of a machshava, of l'shem shamayim, to acknowledge what we see around us and to attribute it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that's important. Dvar Musar to take with us over the days ahead as we approach Rosh Hashanah.